Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
John Adams, continuing. John, good afternoon. You're an artist.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Happy New Year. It's a bit late to say that.
A bit late, yeah. But you're on the back of this discussion yesterday, for art's sake, this exhibit, this conceptual art piece in Trinity College about widows and what they should do when their husband dies with their husband's ashes. Yeah. And then if that doesn't work, when they try playing with the husband's ashes, they should consider taking a cyanide pill or whatever. A number of people said, "Well, that's conceptual art. You don't get it."
Yeah.
What do you wish to make?
Just to give you a bit about my background, I'm a full-time professional artist. Although currently, artists in Ireland are in a huge crisis. The arts in Ireland are in a huge crisis, but from the bottom up, from the artist's point of view, because, for example, nobody's buying art in the country, so artists aren't making any money anyway. I mean, I used to make a living out of my art. I haven't sold anything since the recession started. But my point is how badly the arts are run, and these curator types that you were talking to yesterday, they are, like, it's appalling for me as an artist having to try and deal with these people. They're so above themselves. They're so
okay. Don't refer to any individual. I know you're not.
I'm just saying people you've dealt with.
Okay, and you haven't dealt with Trinity. Just to be clear on that.
Curators and arts administrators, the most powerful people in the art, shall we say?
And how has it changed? Are you saying they only want conceptual art? They only want
most of the publicly funded art galleries in Ireland are showing this. Conceptual rubbish is what I call it. Like, we have the Sirius Art Centre here in Cove, which is supposed to be a small local art centre, and they're constantly putting on these conceptual art exhibitions. Currently, they have a television screen lying on the floor with showing images on it, and there's a rock in the middle of the room, and the rest of the gallery is completely empty. Recently, they had another exhibition with shelves full of radios, and they're all tuned in to no radio station. It's just that hissing noise coming out of all them. So, generally,
and that's
people walk into the,
did you? Because yesterday we were sent in an essay that the artist had written, or someone had written about this piece. The essay explained the piece to those of us who didn't see the taste in it or whatever.
Do you want me to talk about that piece?
No, I want you to talk about conceptual art. Do you need an essay to explain it all?
Well, you see, in art colleges, we have to go back to where this is all originating from. The art colleges in Ireland, I've been to four different art colleges, and I left four of them because they don't teach painting. They don't teach traditional art skills in art colleges anymore. So I went there to learn how to be a painter. That's mainly my main interest is in painting. Now, the attitude of curators and people running the publicly funded art spaces in Ireland is, like, hostile towards traditional art. Painting and sculpture, they literally are hostile to us. They don't want to know about us. You know, and I would say 90% of the artists in Ireland probably are traditional artists. You've got this small section of conceptual artists, and that's what they're encouraging.
Okay,
in the art colleges.
So are you saying portrait artists, landscape artists, figurative artists, that they're not appreciated if you do a beautiful
Not in the most of the publicly funded art galleries that show contemporary artists, shall we say. Obviously, you've got the National Gallery and the Crawford Art Gallery, which are showing old art. So painting and sculpture would be the main thing. But nowadays, you know, if you're a traditional artist, you haven't got a hope of getting into these galleries. And because they're publicly funded, you've got people who are working there, they're getting paid well. Like, all these administrators and curators are the ones who are earning money in the arts, not artists.
Okay, say there, 51551. Tony Sheen is artistic director of the Triskell Art Centre in Cork. Tony, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
You were listening to the programme yesterday.
I was. was. I actually have the flu, so forgive me if I'm a bit stuffed up sounding, you know. But the advantage of it was that I got a rare opportunity to be sent home, and therefore I was able to listen to yourself on the radio, and the piece about the Science Gallery came up, and I thought it was fantastic radio. I thought the chap that came on to kind of describe his own interpretation about how you can't impute a soul into an object, and that you should move on from grief and you should try and love life and love the thing. It was a wonderfully kind of articulate and really perceptive kind of view of what the piece was, because the way I hadn't seen it in the Science Gallery, first I heard about it actually was when it came on your show. Mm-hmm. And initially when Christina described it, I was kind of, my jaw dropped. And then as the discussion went on, I began to realise that, I don't know if you ever saw the series, or maybe some of the listeners did, but a thing called Black Mirror, it was Netflix brought it out. And these were kind of episodes of what would be a dystopian future. And so the science is involved. In the old days, we used to call it science fiction. You know, Isaac Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke and all these people used to write about this kind of stuff. So the Science Gallery, I suppose, was trying to do science fiction, if you like, with that particular piece. And I felt that the discussion actually was very valuable from that point of view, because, our art and the practice of art and doing art, whether it's in a community or in a gallery, can become quite a complex thing. Back in the 1990s, when I was the director of the Fire Station Artist Studios in Dublin, we were the people that got involved in commissioning or helping the local community to commission the beautiful piece of sculpture by Leo Higgins down at the traffic island in Buckingham Street that remembers everybody who died from heroin. And Joe, what I remember most about that was, oddly enough, the relatives going for a visit up to Leo's foundry, and one of them insisted on bringing the ashes of his dead son so that it could go in to the poor, the bronze.
So, Tony, what do you think of John Adams' point there? He's an artist. That guy, I know it's a generalisation, but he's coming from experience that generally artists or art galleries now, they want conceptual art and they love conceptual art.
I'd have an empathy with it in a sense, because I think it is true that art, no more than anything else, Joe, will go through fashions, you know, and something will become flavour of the month, and you'll very often get a whole generation of younger artists in particular who are influenced by what they're seeing out in the international stage and will then start to make work like that or inspired by that, and they are the ones that are then coming to the galleries to show that kind of work, because a lot of the funded galleries also have another remit, which is to kind of show work by emerging artists rather than established artists. I'm 57, and I have to tell you, I think that the arts is actually becoming ageist, Joe, as opposed to anything else.
In what way? Do you mean older artists are being squeezed out?
Yeah, I think older artists are finding it tougher, and they're finding it tougher to negotiate what is an increasingly bureaucratized world. But if it's of any consolation, and I don't know if it is or not, but in Triskell at the minute, we're shown a young artist who's made a whole show out of her experience of working on the film Loving Vincent, the film about Vincent van Gogh, and her paintings are landscapes, and they're beautiful. And in the smaller gallery, we're showing an exhibition about the experience of asylum seekers. It's an exhibition called Asylum Archive by an artist called Vukasin.
I can imagine that Vincent, because I've seen that movie. It's stunning the way it was done. But would you speak to John's point that if you are an old fashioned artist, I think.
No, a traditional artist.
Traditional, sorry.
Or sculptor.
Okay, John Adams, Tony Sheehan, thanks indeed.